So today, my talk title is Blessing Our Pets and Honoring the Animal Kingdom. This is Pet Blessing Sunday. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the background, the history. Except John's made me cry now, so my eyes are blurry. I can't read. Oh, there we go. So most of you are familiar with the wonderful Saint Francis of Assisi. And he was an Italian mystic, and he was a Catholic friar. He was an itinerant preacher, and he was canonized in 1228. And he was one of the most venerated saints in the Catholic Church or in Christianity. And from an article or from something that was in the website of saintpets.org, they say, St. Francis of Assisi was born in the 12th century, lived in Italy, and founded the Men's Order of Friars Minor, the Women's Order of St. Clair, and the Third Order of St. Francis. He is remembered for his generosity to the poor, his willingness to minister to the lepers, and for his love for animals and nature. He is the Catholic Church's patron saint of animals and the environment. And so we can recognize that St. Francis was dearly loved and recognized for his selflessness, and he founded the order of the friars and of St. Clair and the Third Order of St. Francis. And from another article from Father Kevin E. Macklin, and he's a part of the Order of the Friars Minor, and he says, St. Francis spoke to animals as brother wolf and sister bird, saw all of creation as inherently good. And he explains why we celebrate Animal Blessing Sunday. He says important Catholic saints are assigned feast days on which rituals are conducted in accordance with their ministry. So St. Francis's feast day is October 4th. And around the world, people bring their animals to churches or bless their animals in some way close to that date as possible. And so it's always wonderful for those of us to take a day to recognize and acknowledge the importance of our beloved pets, the animals around us, the animal kingdom. And from Wikipedia, who talks about this specific blessing Sunday, they say the animal blessings, the service emphasizes celebrating the bond of love and respect that animals have with their humans and that humans have with all of creation. Blessing of animals occurs broadly across most religions in some form. But let us also know that secular respect for animals is also strong. For example, World Animal Day, an international day of action for animal rights and welfare, celebrated annually, is still held on the 4th of October, the feast day of Francis of Assisi. So this is the closest Sunday to that October 4th, and it is an opportunity for us to celebrate. Us to celebrate an awareness, a recognition, and an appreciation of our responsibility to animals and our stewardship of not only our own pets, but the animal kingdom. From Scripture in Genesis 1:26, many of you are familiar with this. Then God said, "Let us make humans in our image according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So it calls into question for us as humanity, what does it mean to have been tasked with having dominion? And from that human perspective in us that is about power and lording it over sometimes, and that dominion is to press down upon, let us recognize in our hearts that to have dominion over and with and for the animals is about self-caring of them. It's about taking care. It's about honoring them. And in this day and age, with the pollution that we experience and with a lot of things that are happening, our many species are endangered, it is so important to recommit to being a good steward, to being tasked with having that dominion, not to lord it over, but to protect and to uplift and to care for. So this is a wonderful day for us to honor and to respect not only our pets that we have, but also the birds and the animals outside and also around the world. In a quote from Anthony Douglas Williams, who is an animal rights activist, he's an author and a spiritualist, he says, "Be kind to every kind, not just mankind. Every animal on earth is a living being with feelings, emotions, and a family life, just like you and just like me. When I look into the eyes of an animal, I do not see an animal. I see a living being. I see a friend. I feel a soul." And most of us are familiar with Jane Goodall, who was a primatologist and anthropologist. She went out into the wilderness and spent a good deal of the time with primates in the rainforest. And she says, "You cannot share your life with a dog or a cat and not know perfectly well that animals have personalities and minds and feelings." So for any of us who have a pet, how many of you recognize that? How many of you have looked into their eyes and thought that they knew a lot more than you did? Definitely. And even if you don't have a pet, you know, in your own household, it was like this morning when it was so early and the sun was just coming up, and I stepped outside, and I could hear the birds, which I love the birds. Well, and I have bird feeders for them because I love to feed them. My cats, who are inside, who don't go out, who are inside and watch what I call kitty cat TV, which is to look through the sliding glass window and see the birds flying around. I could hear the birds, and I thought, what would the planet be like if there was not that song out there being sung? And I saw a chipmunk, or a squirrel actually, it was running across the grass. And I'm not always real happy with how the squirrels chew on things. And yet, when I've been out camping in my life and at different times, have you ever been out in nature and you saw a wild animal and they looked right at you? And you could feel their essence and their presence. And think about the fish in the sea and the mammals and the whales and the dolphins. Birds in the sky, the insects, all of the kingdom of beingness, all of the ecosystem for which we can be so grateful. And what a day to recognize our responsibility, not only to our beloved pets who give us so much, but also to the entire animal kingdom. And know that it is up to us to be good stewards and caretakers. Susan, I'm going to be asking people to make some comments too, so if you have a chance, you can let me know if someone says something. The thing that I recognize the most is that not only my pets, but animals like the birds this morning, like the chipmunks, like the squirrels, like the deer that are out in the fields, the cattle that low, they all teach us something. if we are open and receptive to that, and if we're willing to recognize that it's not just us who takes care of them, don't they definitely take care of us as well? In Scripture from Job 12, 7 through 8, it says, "But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you." Friends, do we stop and take time with a sense of gratitude, with a sense of appreciation, and a sense of recognition of how much our pets and the animals around us teach us? So for those of you here in the room and any of you online, if you care to type in a word of something that you have learned from a pet or when you've been out in the wild and with animals, what has touched you the most? What have they taught you the most?
True love.
True love. Loyalty. How about the little dog that sits right at the door waiting for you to come home and just wait, and you walk in the door and jumps up. You're home. Or the cat that waits till you're sound asleep and then comes up and goes, "Mom, are you awake? Are you there? Just want you to know I love you." Yes, yeah, Susan.
So we have Cecilia McBride, unconditional love. Sarah Jane Sanders Hughes, what unconditional love looks like. And Vicki Thompson, patience. Colleen Verhamy, wonder at the world.
Ah, thank you. Anybody else here in the room? What have your angels, your fur angels, taught you? Yes, Willem.
Sense of humor.
Ah.
And John, you're not the only grumpy old man in the room who changes in the presence of animals.
They're, yeah, they shift our mood, do they not? They comfort us when we're, you know, hurting, had a bad day or whatever, and they climb in our lap and they're just, "I love you," you know, and how wonderful it feels when we allow that in and when we share that in common with them. Dean Kuntz, he's an international best-selling author. He says, "Petting, scratching, and cuddling a dog could be as soothing to the mind and heart as deep meditation and almost as good for the soul as prayer." There have been so many times when I have been comforted and have felt that my cats prayed with me. And a lot of times if I'm doing the Zoom Wednesday night group from home and the cats are around and I get to the part where we start to go into meditation, they've been running around and mischievous, getting into stuff. And all of a sudden they quiet and they lay down and they start to purr and they go to sleep. And it sort of adds to the energy. And Kim Shatola, she is an author. She was a zookeeper for 25 years. She is a holistic, she works in holistic animal care and is an animal activist. And she says, "Animals are a window to your soul and a doorway to your spiritual destiny. If you let them into your life and allow them to teach you, you will be better for it." And after 25 years as a zookeeper, can you imagine her experiences with all types of animals and wildlife and that experience of that they are not a lesser beingness. They are a different form of beingness. And they are here on this planet to be a part of our lives and to participate with us. Yeah, Sue Ellen. I totally concur. I have always said that my animals find me. I don't find them. And you know, when I'm ready and my heart's open, all of a sudden there's an impulse or one appears or something goes on in my life. And I have been so blessed, and I'm sure so many of us have been, by the many pets and the many animals that we've loved throughout the years. Dr. Nick Trout, who was a veterinarian, and he wrote, "Love is the best medicine. What two dogs taught one veterinarian about hope, humility, and everyday miracles." And he said, "Over the years, I've come to appreciate how animals enter our lives prepared to teach, and far from being burdened by an inability to speak, they have many different ways to communicate. It is up to us to listen." It's up to us to listen. So friends, on this day when we are going to be taking time to have a consciousness of blessing, a consciousness of gratitude and appreciation for our pets and for the animal kingdom, let's open our hearts and be mindful of the different ways that our animals do speak to us. I remember years ago when I was in California and I had just taken in a little Burmese kitten, a rescue kitten, and I had the food bowls and things out and the water bowls and everything, and I had gotten busy for a couple days. And I look down, and the cat's sitting right in the water bowl. And I'm like, "You silly kitty, what are you doing?" That was little Shayliana. And I'm like, "Shayliana." And then I realized the water bowl was empty. I had forgotten to fill it. And that poor dear little cat said, "Mom, you better wake up." And talk to me in a way I would not have expected. And ever since that time, I have really made it a point to be more mindful of my pets and the ways in which they do speak to me. And I look them right in the eye and I talk to them. How many of you talk to your pets? Come on, everybody, admit it. Okay. Yeah, we do. Absolutely. Maybe out loud, maybe not out loud, but that's okay. Because they get, you know, that energetic vibration. So friends, let us know that sharing love with our pets warms both our hearts and theirs. It warms both our hearts and their hearts. And it's a reciprocal process. And so dominion isn't to be above and have power over. It's to authentically take responsibility for and be there to nurture them. From Proverbs 27:23, it says, "Know well the condition of your flocks and give attention to your herds." And from Proverbs 12:10, it says, "The righteous," meaning those of right useness, those in touch with their spiritual beingness, "know the needs of their animals." So friends, as we move into the time now where we're going to participate in a blessing board experience, I will be inviting you to come forward and just come all at once. Don't wait for everybody and sort of gather around. There are push pins here if you have a picture of one of your beloved pets or animals or one in the animal kingdom. Feel free to post it on the board. Or you can just write a pet's name. We have markers and stuff, and you can put those on the board also. John, thanks for maybe playing a little music in the background. Caught you by surprise. Sorry, didn't let you know. And so it's important for us to honor those pets and to give thanks. So Susan has some for those of you who are online who sent pictures, and you can also go ahead and type a pet's name, and she will take those down and write those down later. But those of you who have pictures of your pets, come on up and let's post them. This is Anna, Bill's dog. And this is Isaac. This is my great cousin's cat. And you can come on over here too. Okay, and you put up Trevor, and who are you putting up? Go ahead. and smoochies going up. We can just tack them on top of each other, too. And you have sparkies going up. And I'm going to put up Gracie, my cousin's dog. Daisy Mae Barker. I hope it's a dog, or was it a cat that barked? Aw, Daisy Mae. You have one? Okay. And who is that one? Bambi. Here's Bambi. Bambi and Luna. That's no, you never have too many dogs. And Checkers. Kodiak. And this is Freckles. And Lola. Oh, okay, go ahead and you can do that. And Vicky and Evan here are Intrepid and Snuggles. My cousin's little dog, Paco. And here's my precious little Davin. And Mr. Jaxie Cat, who comes and wakes me up in the middle of the night with his whiskers right up my nose. My new little precious Lily Bella. My new dear friend and Jaxie's new little companion. Okay. I want to say, oh, you didn't bring it. Okay, and aw, and here we have Sue-Ann's Maisie. Sue-Ann Seller. Oh, look at precious little Maisie. You can go ahead and stick some on and tell me their names. Go ahead. Elvis and Luna tomorrow, Ashley. Oh, and Molly for Donalyn. That was Donalyn and Denny's dog is. There's a whole passel here. This is from Cecilia. This is Mocha, Alexis, Hunter, and Mishka. Oh, my goodness gracious. Look at all of them. They love each other. So, friends, as we take just a moment with an open-eyed prayer to bless all of these beloved pets, the animals that have touched our hearts so much, the animals out in the field, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, We are so grateful for the love that you share with us. With open hearts, we surround you in light, that you may live joyfully and playfully, take long naps, and share your love with us, as we are so very grateful. And from the website Together in Creation, which is Ubuntu for Animals, I will share a prayer. With love and gratitude for all animals who nourish the planet and flourish in loving diversity, we ask forgiveness for the immense suffering we have caused you. May we learn to appreciate and honor your vast and various gifts. May we learn from you how to be honoring and trustworthy stewards of creation. And so we pray this forward, and we say thank you, God, for the activity of your presence. Amen. Yes.
We have quite a list of animals that people have sent in.
Okay.
So we have Albert, Arthur, Teddy, Gus, Moniker, Jasper, Rex, Dax, Rocky, Big Ol' Kitty, Zorro, Martin, Lucky, and all my fur babies and grandbabies. That's from Suzanne Gibbons.
Yeah, I didn't quite write all that down, did I? So, Suzanne, we're going to put it on here afterwards, but we've spoken their names aloud. Thank you. Keep going, Susan.
And from Christina Olivier Strunk, Yogi. From Sarah Jane Sanders Hughes, Leo, Rosie, Violet, and Pippi. From Cecilia McBride, Blue, Rocky, Willie, Alexis, Hunter Mocha, Mishka, Loki, Juniper, Sapphire.
Juniper.
From Jody Martin, Mufasa, Xena, JJ, JoJo, Karma, Kodak. From Colleen, sending blessings for my 2-year-old golden doodle, Pepper. And for her foster puppy, now with her new owner, Midna. From Vicki Thompson, Isaac, Gracie, Intrepid, Snuggles, and Paco. From Christina Olivier Strunk, Peppercorn, niece's cat Cinnamon, brother's dog Stewie and Smoochie, friend's dog Buttercup. From Sarah Jane Sanders Hughes, for my friend Holly, Nugget, brother and Lovebug. And also for the peaceful transitioning for her 14-year-old Marley.
Thank you. Oh, and you can just feel the love, you know, with all those names that are posted. And thanks all of you for sharing with us the tremendously creative and delightfully wonderful names of your pets and how they touch us all. Many of you are familiar with Bill Dana. He was an actor and a comedian. And he said, I had been told that the training procedure with cats was difficult. It's not. Mine had me trained in 2 days. I love that quote. I've done that often, but yeah. Lily Bella and Jaxie Wed, you all know exactly what he's talking about, right? You know, we think we're training them. No. Okay. So as we do conclude for today, and as we carry the blessings of our animals, our pets, in our hearts, as we hold them dear, as we do have the sorrows and the grievings of those that have passed, as we also have our hearts infilled with new pets that come in and that we love and experience, we surround that all in the infinite light of God. We give thanks to St. Francis of Assisi, who held that consciousness in a way that reminds us always to honor and to be good stewards for the animal kingdom on our planet. In closing, I will share a quote from Anatole France, French poet. He was a novelist and a Nobel Prize winner. He says, until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened, friends. Let's continue to awaken our souls. through the wonderful sharing of love, not only with our pets, but with animals throughout the animal kingdom. And we bless them with all of our hearts this day.